Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good evening, beautiful listeners. We are so happy that you have tuned into, your Friday jam, your Friday go-to. This is Real Talk with Ms. K, and we have Delia Preston with us for this month. And we are just so blessed because her words of wisdom has truly, truly touched each segment that we have spoken, each topic we have touched on, and I hope that when you hear her speak, that it will move you. Thank you so much for joining us, Delia Preston. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me once again. It's really such an enjoyment. And I know God is ministering. I can sense His presence and the Holy Spirit speaking through me. And I believe this is going to touch hearts, that it's going to minister to at least someone.
Yeah, just we only need that one person. We're not looking for the crowd, that one person, you know. So today's topic, we are talking about how to find the right partner in God. And this is the right man, the right woman, you know, that God has ordained for you. And it's important to find the right person because, as we've spoken about in the previous show, that without the right one, you know, things can fall apart and you are left struggling, you know. So it's almost like a continuation, but it's definitely a topic to year to understand and just see where it can help you. Because I feel like we all struggle with this. We don't know how to go about it because each person we choose is a person we think is right for us. Even to the point that, you know, I feel like if God hit us with a sign on our head that this is the right person, it doesn't fit in your category. So I don't want that person. And we choose the wrong person again. And we just broken and broken and broken. I mean, I know for me personally, I have been in countless relationships, well, more than one, where I thought it was for me. I was hoping this is my person. And guys, like I said, I'm being real because this is Real Talk with Ms. K. So don't judge. But I thought that this person was my person. And each person I went in a relationship I was hoping that, you know, this person would value me enough to marry me and I wouldn't get broken. I wouldn't be left on the side again, having to look for the right person again. And every time I would get serious with the person would end up taking me for a joke and I'm back to square one. I never went into a relationship thinking, oh, I'm just going to play with this person and see, let time go by. I'm just bored, you know. And the saddest thing is that we have young people that does that to people. And the person you fall in love, the person that you are thinking you're playing with falls in love with you, hoping for a future with you, but yet you are just hoping for someone to pass the time with. It is so important not to mess with someone's heart because what you sow, you shall reap. And it states this in the Bible. You know, I'm not trying to wish bad on you. I'm not trying to speak negative over you, but that is what it states in the word. And a lot of people will consider it karma. But we obviously don't speak in that line because it literally states that in the word. And I've seen that happen to many people. You know, because like I said, when I go into a relationship, I go into it hoping that this person is my person and it doesn't end up that way. I don't know if you've experienced something like that before, Delia. Tell us your point of view.
Yeah, same happened with me. You know, you fall for someone and I know with young people, because of television and movies and we've been kind of indoctrinated as a young person, the important thing is how the person look, how they dress. You know, we are attracted by appearance. And we sometimes forget to first get to know the person, get to know their heart. First, we forget to become friends first. You know, TV has indoctrinated us to such an extent that we believe dating is just, you know, meeting the person tonight and then tomorrow night we are physical. That is what we've been trained to believe as we watch movies and so forth. And we've not learned, you know, that relationship is all about getting to know a person, being friends first before you start dating. In your friendship, you find out if this person has the same goals like mine, has the same, what the person's personality type is. You know, you don't just delve into a relationship, especially the physical aspect. You know, we do not mess there. Until there is a promise, until we've got that ring on our finger, you know, you don't mess with the physical side, because the Bible says the two will become one. Mm. There is such a deepness to intimacy, you know, the souls get connected. In physical intimacy. Yeah. And many young people don't realize that, like I said, because of where we are right now in the world and all things that are dictated to us, and our minds are being,
controlled
to believe a thing that is a lie. You know, the word of God says those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. So we are to wait on God to bring to us the right person. We get so impatient because, again, we are indoctrinated. No, I'm 18, I'm 25, I'm supposed to be in a relationship already, I'm supposed to be married, I'm 30, I'm supposed to have kids. You know, so we are told all these things through media, and we believe all these lies, and we then do things in our own strength, and we don't listen to God, we don't obey His voice, we don't obey His word, and because of that, we get hurt, we get wounded, we get rejected, we get, you know, we take on so many wounds because of things that we want, that we see other people have, that the media shows us, and we believe that that is what we should have, and we should have it right now, you know, and so it's a total deconstruction that needs to take place in the mind. You know, our minds need to come in line with the word of God. Our life should be dictated by the word of God and not what we see around us with the physical eye. Because the Bible says everything that is physical, that you can see with a natural eye, it is temporal. It will pass. But the man who puts his trust in the Lord, you know, that is the man that is safe, that is protected. The Bible says that he is the one that will show us the path of life. He is the one that ordains and appoints our footsteps, that directs our path. So if we go to the Father and we speak to Him and we say, Lord, You guide us, You bring the right one, I will wait on You, Lord. I won't give myself to relationships that's not good for me, but I will wait on You. I will hide in You, and You bring Him, and You give me a sign. Because at the end of the day, to be a Christian, to be a follower of Christ, to be a believer, is to have relationship with God. And many times people say they are believers, but they don't have relationship. They can't hear His voice. They don't hear what God has for them. And we ought to have relationship with Him to the point of hearing His voice, of having His unction, you know, in our spirit, that God is saying, you know, don't do this. Be careful for that. Because at the end of the day, God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to have a good life. The Bible says that Jesus said that He's come to give us life in abundance. God does not want us to experience hurt, pain, rejection. That is not His desire. So, but if we don't follow His ways, if we do our own thing, if we live according to what we want, our desires, you know, that is when we are given in to all kinds of things and trouble and hurt and pain, because we don't listen to God and we don't obey His voice. We don't obey His word. And the word is there to protect us, young people. Many young people think the word is just a set of religious do's and don'ts. And the word is there to just dictate to me how I should live. The word is there to protect you. The word is there to give you a good life. The word is there to bless you. And if you follow God's word, it will stop so many experiences of hurt and pain and rejection that you don't need and that you don't want. And so it's so important to follow His word. When you listen to Him, God will make your life beautiful.
Definitely. That is so true. So true. I thought you were stealing the show there, you know, so passionate. So what I want to ask is that what happens, like you said, just wait on God. We're supposed to be friends. And I just want to know. So now I'm with my partner. I know that God, what God wants of me, but I'm in that position like, what if I follow God and I lose this person, but I don't want to lose this person, but I want to follow God. So now I throw out to this person, look, I only would like to get physical with you when you consider me that we should get married, that we come to that agreement that we should get married. That's the only time I would get physical with you. So in that position, you want to do what God wants for you, but you're scared you lose this person with that decision you are now putting forward on the table. And you can see that they're not sitting well with it. Do you still pursue this? Do you still? Because in our minds as women, we're like, oh, if I'm going to bring this up, maybe he's going to leave me. What do I do? What if we find someone else that is ready, willing to go? And once again, I've lost that person, you know, so now I must go out again and get that look for someone that would be. And then eventually we get so tired and we just give up. So clearly looks like this is what they want. And we're in the new day and age. I mean, I would be stupid to think that the next guy I'm going to date is not going to want that. What do we do in those situations?
I know that stuff, but at the end of the day, you have to obey God. You have to obey His word. There is protection. Remember, if a guy gets upset or he refuses to date you after you've said, you know, but this is not what God wants for me. He wants me to be protected by marriage and to wait and so forth. If a guy gets angry and is upset about that is already an indication that he is not for you, that his desires is not that to care for you, you know, that he's got ulterior motives. And so that is already a sign, this guy, he's out here for himself and to have fun. He's not serious. So that should already be
a red flag.
And God gives us red flags and shows us when a guy is not for us or a girl is not for us. The key is to obey and not to not see those red flags as this is an issue. You know, and many times when we want this relationship so bad, we give in.
Let the red flags go.
We give in. And like I said, sin has consequences, yeah. And it leads you down a road that you never ever wanted in your life. So the important thing is to obey God. You need to realize that God loves you. He loves you more than the sky loves you. And so if He shows you red flags, it's for your own good. Mm. It's because He loves you so much and He doesn't want you to get hurt and rejected. And so it's so important to listen to Him, to listen to His voice. I can promise you this, that the right one will come along. Mm. He will come along.
That is the perfect ending to that conversation, I must say. Sometimes we get so passionate, we just want to continue. But thank you for joining Real Talk with Ms. K. Thank you, Pastor Delia, for joining us. And we just want to say stay blessed, be blessed, and God bless.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.